This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Tuesday, the 23rd of December, 2025. Hello, everyone. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of December, 4 p.m. I am in lovely East London. Holy moly, I've just run out of my work to record this. And I hope there's quite a bit of wind. It is very cold and I'm not wearing any layers. Basically, I work in a windowless box and I've only seen the outside world on my transit this morning. So I thought, okay, I'm going to run outside now and record this. And bloody hell, it is cold. So I apologize if I'm talking at a ridiculously fast pace. I think I'm trying to stay warm, almost like psychologically. I was just talking to my colleague I was telling her I was about to do this, and she was saying how she was just thinking about how much she was unmotivated, down, and didn't want to go outside into the world, and that she cancelled all her plans for this evening, which is very classic winter over here. I mean, I have a kind of similar sentiment, but with my plans tonight, but I'm very determined that, and for my psychological well-being, I think it's important we go to those things. So I will still, despite it being quite an entertaining, the idea of jumping on my bike in a very cold and windy weather, it's going to happen anyway. I was kind of intrigued coming out whether the sky would be so flat and grey still, because it felt set firm in itself this morning, and it is, so it really upholds, I feel like, the image that people often paint of England today. But yeah, what I can say is definitely a snappy, sharp wind that has an icy edge and is cutting through, and feels like maybe we're finally going into that winter snap that sends us into the low digits and the negatives, perhaps, and into the early next year. Because otherwise, yeah, it's been so mild up until literally your day or two ago. So really, this feels like we're going back into a cold plunge, just in time for Christmas for some. There's actually been a lot of seagulls about. I woke up this morning on my bike. There was a lot of early morning bird call and quite a few seagulls, but I get really suspicious of the seagulls being so inland. Even though I know there's so many waterways or rivers here, I feel like they've come in from the coast, which I'm always suspicious that there's then like bad weather coming. I don't know whether there's actual geographical fact to that, but that's how I feel when I see the seagulls so inland. There were also like a lot of the kind of like public gardeners around where I work were kind of pulling away some of the vegetation and maybe some of the weeding and that around a lot of the really massive trees here. And then they were like remulching and dirting them all up around the roots. So it looked like they're all cozy, warm and pristine and winter ready. But yeah, and then going to be nutritionally so happy. So that was something I remarked this morning. But otherwise, I've been so disengaged with the day. I've only been getting, when I stand at my work, little brisk bits of wind that comes through sometimes the door, which has been harsh. But what I am stoked with is I bought myself a new beanie, and it's a new beanie that has an elastic zip tie on its head. So I can, maybe it sounds extra, but I feel like the beanie I have is often at threat of flying off my head when I'm biking. So this one, it's surefire that I'm going to keep a beanie on my head and stay warm. Otherwise, where I work, it's one of those days where a lot of people are being pushed into galleries and museums at the moment. I think it's also for some that pre-holiday, pre-Christmas period. But like, there's a lot of families that are kind of twiddling their thumbs in London, a lot of tourists who maybe have gone to the big hitters, they've gone to the Big Ben's, the Westminster's, the Soho's, and now they're looking for other things to fill their time. So they've come over east, which is gorgeous, but also it feels like people are just slightly disengaged with what they're looking at and a little bit frustrated. So yeah, I feel like cushioning a lot of antsy families at the moment where I work, but who are also very valid escaping the cold, and where I work is very warm. But otherwise, yeah, I would say it's kind of feels like nice weather for me going into like a lovely Christmas period to encourage people to hang out with their families and friends on a few days off. But otherwise, I hope you're all well.
Hello. I am currently on a map walk with Uma. who is feeling better. She just pointed at me when I said Uma. I waited for her to wake up, because although she is, it's fine when I speak, when she's sleeping, I normally have been on the phone or something when she falls asleep when I do that, so I wanted to wait. And she's transitioning to one nap from two, so she just slept for an hour and a half, and I thought the sort of path, track we normally walk on for these would be too muddy. We've had a lot of rain recently, so I went in the village hamlet that my mum and dad live. There's like one main road and there's a side road, so that runs sort of parallel to that, and there's less cars on there. So we did two laps of that, and it is very, very, very grey, overcast day. The solstice has just, the winter solstice has just happened. And I was just thinking, so I was waiting for me to wake up before doing this. It gave me a second to think about what I wanted to say without giving it too much thought. And I was just thinking, like, it's exactly the sort of day which sort of explains why we maintain some sort of midwinter mood boosting holiday that is Christmas, because there is, it is flat and grey, and the trees are, apart from the evergreens, they're all bare, doing and looking the twigs at the end all look purpley, and there's really not much happening. I thought it was 7 degrees, and after sort of being out here for about an hour and a half, but this feels a bit colder than that, and I looked it up and it says it feels like 2 or 3, and that feels about right. We were super wrapped up in her head to toe puffer thing, big boots, gloves, hat, and then under a scarf my mum's let us lend. The scarf is unnecessary, but more just to, you know, another layer. But yeah, that was the thought I just had about, it is exactly the sort of day that sort of explains some, you know, midwinter need for something to happen, maybe. And what was noticeable was when we're walking down this road, doesn't feel like the weekend, and it's definitely not midweek. Like, the amount of people around, there's a lot of cars. Yeah, quite like a particular amount of activity, all pointing to the fact that it's Christmas, I guess, in a couple of days. And quite a few middle-aged men doing DIY. But I guess, you know, that's what you need to do. But it was noticeable. There was like maybe 6 of them. It was on the same road where maybe a month ago I was on that walk, the second one in the evening, and I walked past definitely at least 5 bungalows, and they all had a TV on like the right hand wall, and every single one in a row had like an older person sat watching the TV. And if you did like a diagram or like a cross section drawing of it, you'd have these at least 5 people in different houses all sat in a row, all watching. I don't know, it was something. I've been thinking about it a bit. So yeah, that's my mid winter solstice observation.
Tuesday, the 23rd of December, 2025. 5:25 PM. Darug and Gundungurra country. I guess it sort of felt like there was not much to report today, weather-wise. Nothing clearly manifesting itself no sharp turn, no sort of clear declaration of the day. Something's definitely shifted, I guess, though, after days of oppressive heat and humidity. There's sort of a cold wind that's arrived overnight, cool, deliberate. A weather system that has exhaled, let go. Not something forceful, I guess, just enough to sort of loosen the air. Maybe make the body feel a little bit lighter. In the morning, it was sunny, sort of very still. A gentle breeze passing through now and then, sort of intermittently between the stillness, almost lightly, sort of tentative. There was moisture resting on the grass. Dusky mountains sort of sitting quietly in the distance. I guess yesterday was summer solstice, the longest day already behind us. And I guess it always feels strange, this sort of moment when abundance, I guess, has supposedly peaked and immediately begins to recede. A moment, ever changing, nothing visibly ending, yet everything just keeps moving onwards. And I guess there's sort of something philosophical about that in the reversal itself, sort of a reminder between that sort of a culmination, I guess, and a decline. They're not opposites, but sort of in alignment, one and the same. Sort of a fullness, I guess, that contains its own doing. No arrival, more of a holding. Not really a moment. I guess a kind of poise. Sort of a season lingering at its furthest reach, unsure about how to let go of itself. This morning, or for now, really, the light, the wind, the stillness. The year beginning to fall back on itself. The close of a cycle. It's not really an ending, but a renewal of orientation. This sort of annual turning that doesn't really need to announce itself, it just turns up. A sort of quiet recalibration. I guess, in a way, it's sort of weather time. Subtly redistributing itself. Not really asking of anything, of anyone. It's just there all the time, this presence, sort of to be named, but this also sort of a never-ending process, a continuum. Weather observation.
Hello, speaking from the southern part of Chile, the region of Aysén, where we're just going south up to north from the Carretera Austral, this 1,200 kilometer road, which goes from Villa O'Higgins up to Puerto Montt, between fjords and islands, national parks, and it's really amazing to see. Apparently, the region I'm in currently is called Aysén, which literally translates, it's like a natural phonic translation from the English ice end. Because this is meant to be the region where it starts to be hotter and ice starts to melt, so there's not that much snow in the mountains. And we've been in an area that's quite selvatic. It's called the Valdivian Selva. The Valdivian Jungle, sorry. And currently, we are taking a rest from all the travelling. We've been changing spot, changing location every day, no matter the weather, cloudy, sunny. Very sudden weather changes, which means we keep taking off clothes and then putting them back on immediately again when it gets cloudy, and then a ray of sun makes you boil, and then you're in a car with aircon or with heating, and making my body in particular feel very unstable, thermodynamically or whatever you call that. And currently it's heavy raining. I hope you can hear. Well, it was heavier before, now it's kind of like drizzle, but very, very constant. We got our shoes very muddy yesterday, and today we are just taking a rest because we've been moving all the time, every day basically, and we kind of needed to stop for a bit in this like sort of hut, in a place called La Junta, which is the junction of two rivers. We're going to try and fish something. I want to test my fishing abilities, but probably not in this rain. Hopefully tomorrow's a bit sunnier, because it's meant to be a really beautiful region in the sun. We're going to try and make it to this nature reserve called Roselot, which has got a big lake, and can't wait for it to get like a bit more summery. It's just so yesterday was 21st December, and it was the solstice, the official walk into summer, and I can't wait for it to like sink in a bit more. Thank you for listening. Bye. Hello, it is about 3:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday, 23rd, Tuesday before Christmas. I've just come out for a walk, and you can probably hear a little bit of wind, not as windy as the last one. I remember that one being quite cinematic, I think, the last episode. But nice soft wind, really nice crisp bite to it, which I think I'm feeling a bit more because I'm on the open field near our home, just going along the path around the edge of it. So I can really kind of feel the wind right now. Really refreshing. Feels like a really nice bit of calm before all the lovely joy of the next few days that I'm sure is to come over Christmas, and is already here as well. But weather-wise, yeah, it's funny going from our home, which is kind of covered in amazing decorations for Christmas from Cam's mum, and the kind of growing pile of presents and all sorts, leaving the house to go on this walk and walking along the kind of cul-de-sacs and all the kind of little clusters of homes where we are that are all covered in different types of Christmas lights and everything, and all the kind of warmth from that, and then to come out to the open field where it is like it looks like the beginning of June, the beginning of like the recent June part one, and when they're on like the Atreides are on their original home planet, and everything is like grey, like just totally grey. That's the first thing I can really think of, or it's what looking out at this open field in the sky makes you think of, that very blue grey. Only a couple of birds, just solo birds, really far from each other, just kind of crossing the sky. The air is cold, and there's a bit of a, you can kind of like feel like a moisture as well. It feels like it could rain. There's like a thickness to the air, but definitely still biting cold as well. And it just feels like a real 180 from all the kind of warmth and coziness, to be honest, from home and all the kind of the other houses around us. But it feels good. It feels like a nice, refreshing pause in the middle of this time when we're otherwise going to be really indoors. It's really dropped off temperature-wise as well. I feel like we had a spell of it being surprisingly mild recently. And then, today, yeah, I remember it started about 7 degrees in the morning, and then so Cam took Uma for her nap outside, put her in the stroller, and then did a walking nap, which we haven't really done much of recently for different reasons. She's been ill and things. Took her out today, and then whilst we were on the nap, they were on that nap, it really dropped off and went down to what felt, I think, like 2-ish, Cam was saying, 2 degrees, 3 degrees. So yeah, but all the more reason to get inside and wrap up, which feels pretty apt for the next couple of days. But yeah, that's all I have to say for this time, really. Yeah, I just keep thinking about food. I think that's what happens now, right? If you celebrate the upcoming holidays, this is a time where the only thing you're surrounded by and most of the conversations are about is food, which is great. And I feel like I'm just completely full of coffee. Like my whole body just tastes like coffee, which is also great. But yeah, those are my things for today. And a good vision of what the next few days are going to look like. And very, very excited for Uma to have her first, like, Christmas where she's really in the room, you know? Like, she's 15 months old now. So, yeah, she won't remember any of this, which is so strange and interesting. But, yeah, she won't really remember any of this till she's, like, 3 or 4, right? That's when people's first memories tend to be. But she's very much here and excited, and she can tell something's coming up. Thanks so much for listening. This run of the Spike Weather Diary will be releasing an episode every other Tuesday, so subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so that you can catch every episode. You can also listen directly on our website or on SoundCloud. The Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, and currently featuring Ben Sasson, Pajole, and our other contributors. A huge thank you to all of them, past and present, for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can just go straight to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like the Sprite Weather Diary from just £1 a month, you can head over to patreon.com/sprite. We are currently on our ever eternal funding drive. We're looking to get about ideally 30 more supporters paying either £1 or £3 a month. Something like that could really help make Sprite self-sustaining from a financial point of view. And ideally any more supporters than that, we can start to show more artists, and then more than that, we can then start to pay those artists more. So yeah, if you are or aware that things are really tight, but if anyone is feeling extra generous and would like to help see Sprite grow, please feel free to donate through our Patreon. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.